Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Decrease those grade A chances going forward.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, we just puck management, you know what I mean? We're just, you know, we got a young team. It's going to come. It's, you know, we just keep working at it. And, you know, for us, it's obviously not the outcome we wanted. But, you know, I thought at the end we pushed hard. It wasn't lack of effort, that's for sure. And, you know, I just think sometimes we just got to make, you know, a little bit better puck management.
How hard is it to not overreact after one game?
For me, it's pretty easy. It kind of, you know, it is what it is. It's no big deal. Whether we lost 10-0 or 1-0, it's just one game. You know, we just got to move on. It's, you know, one thing. We got to take away what we can from it. And that's the good thing about this league is you don't get much time. You got to get right back on it. So that's the best part about it.
You knew the Bruins weren't going to give up anything. Did you notice maybe your teammates were getting frustrated because the Bruins were taking a lot away from them?
Yeah, you know, I thought they did a great job tonight, you know, and from a goalie standpoint, kind of watching Halak, I thought he saw, you know, everything. I thought that was a lot of outside stuff, and, you know, they got some big D-men, and I just think we can probably do a better job of trying to get to the net and cause some more havoc, and, you know, it's one of those things. He made a couple of timely ones, and, you know, you knew they were going to come out. They got waxed last night, and we just weren't able to find the back of the net.
How do you grade out your performance tonight?
Well, you're never happy with a loss, right? You know, 3-8. You know, I think maybe try to get that first one, Chara. You know, I thought I got across well. You know, it's obviously an in-zone seam pass right to Chara. He was pretty patient, and he got it up. And the other two, truthfully, I'm kind of honoring Marchand right in the slot there. He makes a pretty nifty play, you know, to feed a guy back door, and that's one you got to kind of tip your hat to. He's a pretty good playmaker. And the other one, Pasternak, it went across to him. I thought he was going to one-time it, so I was kind of extended. He collects it and is able to get it up over me. And, you know, it's one, you know, I thought I made a couple key saves. You know, at times I stopped the breakaway and some good ones. And, you know, some good and bad to take from it. You know, it's one of those things you just got to, you know, move on. Like I said, whether it was 10 or 1, it doesn't matter. We lost. You know, it sucks. But, you know, we collect and move on.
You just got here. Came from winning organization for too many guys here. This is a night like tonight has been too often around here. How do you make sure that doesn't continually happen and they just get set in, you know, complacency?
Yeah, I think as, you know, I think our leadership group needs to do a good job of collecting here and moving on and not hanging our heads. And, you know, the sun's going to come up again tomorrow. And, you know, obviously tonight we didn't want to get shut out. That's the last thing we wanted. We had our fans bumping and, you know, we got some chances. We had some good looks. And like I said earlier, you know, the best part about this league is we get to bounce back. And, you know, we got to play a game on Saturday. The Rangers coming in here, and we're going to be ready to rock.
Thank you very much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.